We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good Thursday to you. Glad to have you with us. The NFL opening week 10 with a pretty good one tonight. Free agency starting to percolate in Major League Baseball as the hot stove is at least turned on, if not heated up, but soon will be. Shane Dennis in the show. What's going on, Pards?
Sir, had a little women's basketball to watch last night at the arena.
How'd that work for you?
Keitha Adams got victory number 299 in her career.
Good for her.
Yeah, they trounced Arkansas Pine Bluff. Missouri State comes in Saturday, so they got a little actual four-game homestand, whereas, of course, the men play their next four on the road.
UConn comes in this year, right?
UConn does come in here this year, yes. Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I would imagine just the curiosity factor would bring in thousands and thousands of people wanting to see Geno close up and see what that team looks like. They're second in the country behind, I think, Notre Dame's number one in women's basketball. But anyway, speaking of basketball, the men tomorrow night, What's on Tap, brought to you by Side Pockets. It is the Crispy Chicken Strips Basket lunch special today with fries for $5.95 out at Kellogg and Tyler. Tomorrow, the Shockers and Providence in men's basketball in the Veterans Classic at Annapolis. Be on the air at 4 o'clock over on Classic Hits 103.7 KEYN. Tip at 5, so make a note of that. 5 o'clock tip, local time, Providence, Wichita State. Following that, the Armed Forces Classic at Fort Bliss, Texas, on KFH. So flip it over here at 6 o'clock. You'll hear Arkansas and Texas college basketball. Interesting little get-together there.
That's a nice game right there.
Tonight on KFH, we'll have KU Hawk Talk with David Beatty, so football version of Hawk Talk from 6 to 7. And we'll have the Thursday night football game, Carolina and Pittsburgh. Two really
great
good teams
game.
Going at it.
Yeah.
Panthers have won three in a row. Steelers have won four in a row. The game's in Pittsburgh. There's more rumblings about Le'Veon Bell actually being in Pittsburgh. Somebody videoed him working out at, I don't know, the equivalent of a fitness joint in Pittsburgh.
Health club.
Health club, yeah.
Right.
Doesn't mean anything. He hasn't reported to the team yet. So we can talk about that here in the first segment. Who's out, who we don't have any faith in and have already killed themselves in the NFL as far as their playoff chances, and who's kind of bad but maybe close to the border of being good, and what will happen, what will level out, and what will what won't. Play a little game here in the first segment. We've got three or four big college football games we need to talk about, as Bruce talked to you about a second ago. Major League Baseball's general manager's meetings going on in California right now. The owners' meetings are in Atlanta next week. The non-tender deadline is November 30th. That gives you some days on the calendar to look forward to if you're a baseball fan. Plus, the Gold Glove Award winners have been announced. We can talk about that. And we'll reveal the State Farm picks. Lee Sterling has revealed what he's going to pick. You guys must have done all right without me last weekend. Everybody was 500 or better, including Lee.
Yeah, so, well, it wasn't a very hard week, really, when you get down to it.
So you're telling me that Vegas made it pretty easy for you last week. Is that what I'm hearing? Pretty easy
well,
week.
Hey, anytime that I have more wins than losses, it's got to be a pretty easy week because there's no expertise that comes with picking the games.
Well, you were 5-3, and Sports Daily was 4-4. State Farm was 4-4, and none of us are over 500. But that's okay. We've told you time and time again, betting's hard, so do it at your own risk.
Sure is.
So in the second hour, I got 1, 2, 3. So I got 7 games and or props that we can pick tomorrow. And according to my calculations, it'll be Kevin Shields tomorrow picking for State Farm. So we talk about
good.
That.
Good. All right. What a lot of momentum out of the gate for Les Miles. I've not seen anything quite like this. I will say this, and I think I did say this, maybe Friday with Savage. If Les Miles can be your guy, then why are we waiting? Get it done and move along. Make the announcement and put him on
start
the recruiting
trail. Start selling some season tickets for next year.
Absolutely.
All that.
And you've got an early signing period. You've got a signing period coming up in December.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? Now, Jeff Long's not going to be pushed, and he's going to do things on his own timetable. I'm just not sure if Les Miles is agreeable and why he wouldn't be KU's pick, unless they just want to go young. But he's only 64 years old.
He's capable of coaching for three or four years.
For quite a while.
I mean,
at least
Nick Saban's older than he is.
Right. Sure he is. And really, all you're looking for at this point, I mean, it's been a 10-year spiral. All you're looking for is a flip of the culture, really, at this point. Just flip the culture. Put them in a situation where they can be competitive or at least relevant year in and year out. Flip the culture. So, I don't know.
And
it's kind of interesting.
To a little bit of a degree, I don't even care if he can coach anymore. This is a huge splash. KU football needs a huge splash.
Now, they got it with Charlie Weiss. That was a huge splash.
I think Les Miles is huger.
I think it is, too, without question. But
I'll give you that.
Go that direction with Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, they did.
And it didn't leave them in very good shape. They're still paying for that one.
Yep, literally.
Literally, figuratively, the whole nine yards. Yep. I would agree with you, though.
Well,
I think
I'm on board with the Les Miles thing. So
I am,
put
too.
It that way.
That's much more of a turnkey operation, I think. You bring Les Miles in. On top of it, he's got experience coaching in this league. People forget that he was at Oklahoma State as the head coach. And this guy's done it. So, and I think he's a pretty damn good football coach.
That was a bit of hyperbole that he has. It's not like he's forgotten everything he's known. But
right.
That's a splashy hire, and they could use it. And
I think so, too.
I'm quite sure that if everything I'm hearing and reading is true, they're doing everything they can to cross the T's and dot the I's and get him on board, because I think that is the answer.
I would hope so. It makes too good a sense to pass up. I think that it makes Kansas immediately intriguing. Immediately intriguing. And yep. I think it helps tremendously with recruiting at a time when, let's face it, record and immediate history doesn't do much for you. So what you do is you bring in a guy like Les Miles, and I know the argument on Charlie Weiss was the same, and I accept that comparison, but I think it just is going to make it a lot easier for you to recruit with Les Miles being there instead of someone like, say, Seth Luttrell from North Texas, or fill in the blank with any supposedly up-and-coming young coach.
Dude from Kansas that's at NC State right now.
Dave Doran.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Now, he's a little different because he's kind of a proven commodity now. But
yeah,
why would he leave North Carolina State?
just if the allure of coming back to his home state is enough.
And the for money
some
was good.
For some people, that's enough.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the? I wonder what the buyout there is.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Because it's
and
gotta,
I wonder if he's got any. I wonder if he's got any caveats in his contract.
Don't know that any outs.
Kansas.
Can you imagine?
Would be,
can you imagine putting an out in your contract? And
that has
please
to do
accept
with Kansas.
This in the, that has to do with Kansas.
Mm-hmm. I know it's that's fair.
I mean, okay.
Jim Levitt's got it in his deal at Oregon.
Yes,
that
he
if
does.
K-State
for
comes
K-State.
Calling, they'll let him go.
Yep. Yep. Which I think they should do, frankly.
Yeah.
And next week, well, not next week, but in three weeks, they've got to make a change at K-State. And that comes from someone who cannot love and respect a guy more
what has,
than
what,
I do for Bill
what,
Snyder.
What's tipped the scales for you? Because I feel like you're at least still kind of at least on the fence, if not on board with the way things were up until at least a couple of weeks ago. Is that fair? What happened?
Yeah. I would say even, yeah, maybe even a little long. The lack of an answer, the lack of a pushback in situations where usually there is some clarity. There is an understanding of what needs to be done. There have been too many times this year that this staff or head coach has looked a little bit like a deer caught in the headlights. Like, I'm not sure what's going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're not getting it done. I don't know why this isn't working. I don't have an answer mm-hmm. to this. And I'm overdoing it here, but there's enough of that that I see and that I hear on Tuesdays or in post game. And I still pay pretty close attention to that program. Still play close enough attention through people that are in it that there's just enough of that going on now that it's like, okay, it's time to move forward. And I know that he's going to go kicking and screaming because he's probably going to finish 4-8, and that's not the way that he wants to finish.
Yeah, will he be of the opinion that, well, I know how to fix this, so just trust me?
He will be of the opinion of that.
Well, that's also flying in the face of what he's saying, which is what you're mm-hmm. pointing out. It's like, I can't
right.
coach a team that can't get 6 inches.
Right.
It's not so much about special teams, but one individual who fumbled the football and led to the winning touchdown.
No, you're right.
You know, he's not just all generalities and young people quotes nowadays.
No.
I'm not sure this ship has ever been in this shape before. And I'm paraphrasing, he said all these things, talking about Bill Snyder.
No, and you're right. You're right. And if you combine that with a seemingly, or at least on the outside looking in, antiquated way of playing football, and I'm
that's
old
my thing.
School. I know it is, and you're not the only one. There's quite a few people that feel that way. I think that you can do what they do philosophically, but you got to have better people to do it. You don't have a quarterback in your camp like L. Roberson, Beasley, Colin Klein. Those are guys that can do what you want to do but still stretch the field. I don't mind that kind of emphasis on the running game, especially in a league that doesn't tout it very much. But you got to have some ability to diversify. You got to have the ability for play action. You got to have the ability to throw the ball and keep defenses honest. I mean, you know, what keeps anybody from playing 8 in the box, pressing? I mean, what's K-State have? One receiver? I mean, they
pretty
have
much.
Basically one receiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can play man with him and get help over the top. If you have to, and you take away the run, and why would you ever do anything other than that with K-State?
I don't know.
Just take it away at the point of attack and make him beat you over the top. I don't think they can do that. They don't have quarterbacks in that system that if guys were running free down the field 40 yards, you would feel confident that they could hit them in stride with nobody covering them. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I absolutely do.
So, I don't know. And they're just getting murdered in recruiting. And this is the big deal. At the end of the day, this is the really big deal. The philosophy of football, all of those things you can get around. But where you're getting killed now.
You can't get around
now,
the philosophy of keeping your assistants in season and not letting them hit the road because all you care about is the game next week.
Right.
Nobody's doing that either, by the way.
Yeah, you got to get out and recruit. And they've got guys on this staff, young, energetic. Blake Seiler is a tremendous dude. Great guy. Pride of Bishop Carroll. Damn good college football player. I think he's going to be a really good coordinator at this level for many, many years. Andre Coleman. Colin Klein's a great, he's a guy that you'd love to have in the living rooms of recruits because he's such a great guy and he's so genuine and he gets it. But, you know, they're getting killed. They're getting killed in recruiting because they can't make statements about longevity in that program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it really hurts them more than anything right now. You've backed up to the point now where Kansas State is, and this is a year-to-year proposition, but Kansas State is battling right now with Kansas for table scraps in the Big 12. Is that an unfair statement?
No.
Okay. Now, that doesn't count last year and the
actually,
year before.
It is an unfair statement because they recruit different guys than OU recruits.
Sure,
so
they
they're
do.
Not even
sure they
they're
do.
Not even recruiting right. for, and that's a little bit of an indictment on the way they recruit. So yes, you heard right. But OU and Texas are recruiting for the most part. OU, Texas, they're recruiting different kind of guys than K State's recruiting.
Well, they're recruiting different kind of guys than most of the teams in this league are recruiting.
They better not.
I mean, really, when you get right down to it,
TCU better be recruiting those kinds of guys.
Well, yeah.
Texas Tech right. better be recruiting those times. Anyway, we're
well, they may be recruiting those types of guys, but I don't know how many times they're getting in living rooms.
Well, I'm saying K-State wouldn't even bother with some of them.
No.
Because they want five-star between-the-ears guys and not necessarily five-star
right.
on-the-field guys because
they prefer guys you can coach up.
Yeah.
Coach them up. Dalton Risner is a really good example. Dalton Risner is from a town in Colorado of like 300.
Hmm.
I mean, he just played very small high school football, but that's the prototypical K-State guy.
Mm-hmm.
Get him in, redshirt, coach him up, get him in the weight room, you know, and then all of a sudden he's a first-round draft pick coming out in his senior year.
Outland Trophy
and he's going
finalist.
To be. Yeah, and he's a legitimate, big-time NFL offensive lineman. So that's been their model. But their model is becoming harder and harder to sustain. And therein lies the problem, along with the combination, in combination with the other things that we're talking about. So they're at an interesting crossroads. And I think you and I talked about this on Monday. Who's in a worse position right mm-hmm. now in
yeah.
the grand scheme of things? It's a legitimate compare and contrast.
It is. There are different reasons thrown in there, obviously.
Totally.
But it's a fair question. Who's in the biggest rut? Who's in the biggest bit
yeah,
of trouble
the,
right now?
By the way, the
NC State guy, his buyout, according to a website, $2.52 million in 2017, $1.68 million in 2018, and $840,000 in 2019.
All right, so about $5
Somewhere
million,
between
basically.
$5 and $6 million is
yeah.
the buyout. Yeah.
All right, so that's not, I mean.
It's more than I thought it would be, honestly.
It is a little more than I thought, but if it's, it's deferred.
His guaranteed pay in 2017 was $2.2 million.
Yeah.
So nothing to sneeze at, obviously, mm-hmm. at an ACC school in NC State. Got all kinds of cool little bonuses in his contract. If you ever get a chance and you don't have anything better to do, Google some of these guys' incentives in their contract, these college football coaches, and what they get. I mean,
because they're all it's all public knowledge. That stuff is in the public domain.
Yeah, it's easy to find.
All you got to do is Google it. It is very interesting.
Graduation rate, GPAs, golf and country club membership, courtesy cars, ranking bonuses. If you're in the CFP, obviously, any coach is going to have CFP bonus built into those things. Different perks when the contract starts, when it expires. Pretty cool. But
NC State versus Kansas with the postscript of Kansas being his homeland. I don't know. And here's why. Because hasn't Kansas become a place where coaches come to die?
Yeah. We've talked about
that.
That
would be my biggest concern.
You have to be willing for this to be your last job.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible, in the state of the program right now, this could be your last job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why Les Miles doesn't really care. Not the right way to put it, but this is his last job.
Can afford it.
Yeah.
He can afford it. If he wants to coach one more time and wants to build a program one more time, I would think Kansas would be pretty attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said that. I mean, great campus, 30 minutes from Kansas City, lots of money in the fan base. Mark Mangino proved that you can win with football in Kansas, and you can fill that stadium. It's a great environment when it's rocking. So why not? Very interesting stuff.
I am 100% in agreement that he's the guy. He's the answer.
I think so too.
Let's do what we can to get this done with him, Les Miles.
9:21 out of the gate, rocking and rolling. Shane and Bruce with you on this Thursday edition. We'll unveil State Farm Insurance picks of the week. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will be in tomorrow. We'll talk about his games also coming up. Big weekend in the NFL as we get to week number 10, and it starts with a good one tonight on Thursday Night Football. All this straight ahead as we continue on this edition, Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.